It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes. If you make the call, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Whether it be, again, political, personal, anything, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with over 74,000 posts for you to surf around through. Well over 1,000 people interacting, and it's all free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. Now, it is not often, Manwich, that we have guests on our show.
Rare.
You have to be a real standout individual to get yourself on Free Talk Live as a guest. Of course, anybody can always call about anything, anytime, but to actually have a scheduled time to appear on the show, very rare that we do this.
Yeah, it's not general that we deviate from the show's format, which is, you know, caller-driven, to having an interview.
And, well, this time out, we've got somebody who's fairly, I guess, up there in the ranks, I suppose. He's the national chairperson of the Republican Liberty Caucus. Now, well, I know what you're thinking. Republicans, what are we doing bringing a Republican on Free Talk Live? And I'm certainly not somebody who would bring a politician on board here. Bill Westmiller joins us. Bill, you're not a politician, are you?
No, of course not.
Okay, that's good to know. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Can I bring up a personal problem?
Certainly.
I'm totally out of Diet Pepsi, and I have no way of getting any more.
Have you tried Dr. Pepper? Because it tastes more like regular Dr. Pepper.
Oh, there you go.
I got to say, I'm a big fan of water. It's so much cheaper and so much better for you.
That's true.
It is good for you.
Okay, I'll go for water.
What I want to know is, Bill, we've talked about the Republican Liberty Caucus before on this show, and from a point of ignorance, because none of us have been members, none of us have really done a lot of research into it, and I don't even know how we ended up getting this interview. I think you set it up, man, which I'm not sure if you contacted us or we contacted you, but here you are. What is the Republican Liberty Caucus?
It's a group of libertarians that have decided the best tactical approach to liberty in our time is working within one of the major parties, and the obvious one is the Republican Party. But it's the RLC has a very long history. It almost goes back to Goldwater's campaign in 1964. But with their precursor organizations, the Libertarian Republican Alliance, Libertarian Republican Organizing Committee, and so on, that have been going on for decades.
Now, I was looking at your list of, I guess, accolades and some of the things that you've done. I mean, you really are a libertarian. You actually have had some, I guess, time running the Libertarian Party, or you've had some sort of high position actually in the libertarian movement outside of the Republican group. What are some of the things you've done before your term as national chairperson for the RLC?
Well, right out of high school, I was a draft dodger. Went up to Canada and helped co-found the Libertarian Party of Canada.
Wow, that's fantastic.
I was up there for 4 years, and when I came back to the United States, became the California State Chairman of the Libertarian Party and subsequently National Secretary of the LP. I was a secretary under Ed Crane.
What made you think that moving to the Republican Liberty Caucus was a better idea than being...
Well, quite frankly, I got burned out about 1980.
It happens to everybody, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. I was spending all of my free time devoting my entire life to advancing the Libertarian Party, and became very disappointed with the progress we were making. And
was it the progress? It's some of the things that burned me out on the Libertarian Party was the internal bureaucracy, the party infighting, things like that. I mean, do you share those feelings?
Yeah, well, the best thing about the party was that everybody shared the same principles, but applying them to actual real-life world events was not as simple as people might imagine. So there were constantly disputes about the application of the principles, if not the basic principles themselves.
Certainly.
But the thing I enjoyed about it was that everyone had basically the same you know, a sense of wanting to achieve liberty in our time. And so it was a great party. There were all kinds of parties going on all the time, and everyone was having a grand time pretending to be political. But in terms of actually influencing the political discourse or electing candidates to office or achieving anything, it was just I concluded it was a dead end. And not because there was anything wrong with the LP or wrong with the idea of a third party, but just that the reality of the politics and the people in the United States of America was that they were wedded to this two-party system. And it was designed in such a way that only the two parties were going to have an opportunity to actually govern the nation and have an influence on legislation and where the country was going to go.
I think we would all like to see that change. I mean, we'd like to all see more attention being given to the third parties, but it's certainly not happening yet. And
well, I'd like to see a smaller government, and I really don't care how that happens.
Okay, fair enough.
That's the same position of the RLC. We don't have any bone to grind with the LP or with Cato or Reason or any of the other libertarian resources there are out there. We think everyone should pursue their own talents and abilities and apply their resources as best they see fit.
Now, I don't think that
one option.
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we're just offering one option. It's just purely a strategic option.
Right.
That may work for some people and not for others.
Well, before I was so burned out on the Libertarian Party, I have to say that, you know, I was more of a rah-rah Libertarian Party kind of a guy because I thought they were the greatest political party since sliced bread. And I think as far as political parties goes, they're probably still the best political party, but that's not saying much. I mean, there's really not too much to choose from. But nonetheless, looking at you now from a more of I'm sick and tired of the Libertarian Party perspective, I think that you guys provide competition, which, you're a pro-liberty group in a different party, and I think it's good for you and it's good for the LP because maybe it'll get them into shape. As an example, the Republican Liberty Caucus is going to be the newest advertiser on Free Talk Live. And I think that's awesome. And of course, I'm glad you guys are behind this show because I think you probably realize we're probably one of the most principled talk shows in America.
Yeah. Oh,
and I think it says volumes about you guys, the Republican Liberty Caucus, that you would get behind this show. But yet I can't even get the Libertarian Party to come on the air with us. I've invited them on the show twice.
Yeah.
And he said yes. One of their press guy has said yes. And I said, okay, great. Well, could you please announce the show to your email list? Because, hey, you know what? You scratch our back, we scratch yours. We're trying to grow this show. We're not just trying to give people airtime here.
Sure.
I don't think it was unreasonable to ask for that, considering they announce every other national show they're on. But he refused to announce Free Talk Live on his email list as though it was such a burden to, hit a few keys on his keyboard and hit send. So now here we are with the RLC putting their money where their mouth is, coming on board with Free Talk Live. I gotta say, I'm impressed, Bill.
Well, we also plugged the show itself with a link to your site in two of our e-newsletters, Liberty Watch newsletters, that went out to our email list of 8,000 or 9,000 people.
Excellent, thank
you.
Now, Bill, I've got a question. thank you, Bill. I've got a question. What would you say to the listeners that say, "Oh my God, Republican? What? That they're just so turned off by any." Organization that's allied with either of the major parties, because I mean,
there is a DLC, isn't there? Is there a Democratic Liberty Caucus?
No, it's called the DFC, Democratic Freedom Caucus.
Oh, okay.
But it's a group of like four or five people in Texas.
They're trying. God
bless
them.
Trying real hard.
I don't think he actually got to answer your question, man.
So, what would you say to a listener that is?
Here's the common misconception that I encounter with all my Libertarian Party friends. Not all of them. And that is the assumption that if you participate in a political party, you are endorsing everything the political party stands for.
I want to explore that a little bit more. I'm going to have to ask you to hang on, Bill. Bill, hang on for us. I want to explore that a little bit more.
Okay.
800-259-5791 is the toll-free telephone number here. This is your show. We're on with Bill from the Republican Liberty Caucus. Take control.
you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show, 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Hey, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners there, dozens of ladies that have sent us their photograph, and not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live, and therefore we put them up on our website to enshrine them, the Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. We're going to return to the phones. We're going to get back to our guest. Again, it's rare that we have guests on the show, but you got to be a real standout individual to get on Free Talk Live, and in this case, we have Bill Westmiller from the Republican Liberty Caucus. And oh, if you're just tuning in, you're thinking, wait a minute, what are these guys doing with a Republican on the line? Well, Bill, we were just getting into you explaining to us why it is that people shouldn't really be too concerned, I guess, with getting involved with the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Well, simply because it's a party. It's not a it's not any kind of endorsement of anything that any Republican does, any Republican legislator or president or what the party platform is. We are a caucus within the party with an objective of changing the party to support individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise.
You know, they talk
that's
about that stuff.
That's all we talk about.
The Republicans talk about that stuff.
The run-of-the-mill Republicans.
Yeah, you know, small government, you know, economic freedom.
Yeah, and they don't walk the walk.
No, they sure don't deliver.
So our primary objective is electing candidates who will walk the walk and not just talk the talk.
So how do you discern? I mean, how do you discern a Republican Liberty Caucus endorsement candidate from a regular old big government Republican?
Well, there are two different ways. First of all, we depend upon our members to give us tips on candidates and their positions, and so when we have a suggestion, we review the candidate, what his positions are on the issues, and so on. But our primary resource is called the Liberty Index. Every year for the past 15 years, we've been rating members of Congress on 40 different issues, kind of something similar to the World's Smallest Political Quiz.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we come up with ratings for all of the members of the House of Representatives and the Senate that range anywhere from 100 down to zero on the Liber graph. And if they rate 80%, then they automatically get consideration for endorsement by the RLC.
Well, that's good. Now, what about somebody who's running for the first? Those are for existing congresspeople. What about a newbie who is running for the first time for office? Can they seek your endorsement and, you know, I don't know.
How would they get it?
How would they go about getting that?
Well, they simply contact us, and the first thing we ask them to do is to sign the Liberty Compact, which is a statement expressing their desire to reduce taxes, reduce government influence in the economy, and so on and so forth.
I like the sound of that thing.
That's on our website, and anybody can go there and download it and print it out.
Now, is it a statement of intention, or is it a statement of, I will not increase taxes?
It's a statement of intention. What it is it's really taken from Barry Goldwater's speech. And his acceptance for the Republican nomination that says, you know, I'm not here to increase taxes, I'm here to reduce taxes, I'm not here to, you know, infringe on your rights, I'm here to expand your rights, and so on. It's a very comprehensive statement, but it is a statement of intent. Obviously, you can't pin somebody down to a particular position on particular issues.
Well, if somebody is to get the Republican Liberty Caucus's endorsement, and then is to go ahead and violate their statement of intent by actually raising taxes, would that pretty much exclude them from any future endorsement? Because
I mean, we use common sense. For example, one of the candidates that we always endorse and have always endorsed is Ron Paul.
Of course.
Who's a representative from Texas.
He's certainly your flagship.
And he was our honorary chairman for many years early on.
He's yet another person who has kind of swum away a bit from the Libertarian Party. He was actually the Libertarian Party he was the presidential candidate, I think, back in, 1988 or something.
Roger McBride?
No. Ron Paul was the presidential
candidate. He ran on the LP platform and then came back to the GOP, and he's been serving Congress since.
So he has kind of had the same path. He was in the LP, and then he kind of left it. Now he's back with the Republicans, and he's a Republican Liberty Caucus member.
Yeah.
Now, what other politicians can you point to as successes for the RLC?
Well, one that's fairly new is Jeff Flake from Arizona, who actually got a higher rating than Ron Paul did in one of our recent Liberty Indexes.
Now, is this guy a state politician or is he national level?
No, he's a congressman.
Oh.
Congressman from Arizona.
Huh.
Now, I could go down the list. If you go to the RLC website.
What is your website?
It's rlc.org.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
rlc.org. Very good, sir.
Yeah, if you click on Liberty Index, you'll see all the latest ratings for all the congresspeople, and there's probably two or three dozen that are above the 80% mark, so we would classify them as libertarian.
Now, how
are they members of the RLC, or just do they talk to you guys? How's that go?
Yeah, well, they are either we just endorse them, or they've signed the Liberty Compact, or they are members of our advisory board.
Now, you guys have a tough task. I mean, your task is to bring the Republican Party back to its somewhat principled roots, I suppose, and get them back to supporting liberty and freedom. It would seem to me that how do you do your outreach? How do you share your message with the existing Republican rank and file? And how are you received by them?
Well, it's surprising. I ran for Congress back in 1998. And I ran as a Republican, in a Republican primary, and got 30% of the vote in the primary.
Mm-hmm. In California, that's not too bad.
No, well, I was running against a multimillionaire, so
right.
A little bit of a problem there. But I was received warmly by everybody in the party. I never had anybody give me any flack, and it was a straight libertarian campaign. I characterize it as a Goldwater Republican and a Reagan Republican that wanted the basic principles of individual rights and so on and so forth.
Well, now let's be fair. Ronald Reagan increased the size of government by a tremendous amount with his two
true.
Terms. True,
and again, we're talking about politicians who talk the talk but
right.
may not have walked the walk.
Indeed.
But I was surprised. There was a very warm reception all the way around.
I think.
And the thing I want to emphasize is
yeah.
that even though we have a political action committee that supports federal candidates, almost all of our successes have been at the state level, where we have a dozen different state legislators who are members of the RLC and in some cases actual state coordinators or officers in the RLC.
Good.
And
what
so
state
most
do you
of
have?
Our focus is on getting members to become active in their local Republican organizations, their state-level campaigns, and so on.
What state do you have the most members in? What houses and senates do you what state do you have the most people in?
Probably Arizona is one of our most active chapters as far as federal legislators are concerned.
I have a prediction for you, Bill. I think that you're going to see New Hampshire really start to take off for the RLC. Have you seen any action up there yet?
One of our top-rated U.S. senators is John Sununu, who is the senator from New Hampshire. And we have an extremely active New Hampshire chapter, and we've got two or three different state legislators who are members of the advisory board or RLC
members. I presume you're aware of the Free State Project.
Oh, yes. The RLC has endorsed the Free State Project, and we were actually at the Pork Fest with
Fantastic.
The table and made presentations and so on. So, yeah, and Tim Condon, who's been active in the FSP for decades, is right now our current state chapter's director.
Super. Bill Westmiller, national chairperson of the Republican Liberty Caucus, thank you for spending your time with us tonight.
My pleasure.
We really appreciate hearing from you, and we're looking forward to having you guys on board with Free Talk Live here in the near future. Thank you again, sir. 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. On the way, we're going to talk about that property tax on software.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got archives there, months worth of the show. We don't just tease you with archives, maybe give you one for free and then force you to pay for a bunch of them. No. We give them all to you for free on the front page of the website. There's no logging in, no registration, none of that stuff. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com. Free archives. All right, so there we go. Bill Westmiller from the Republican Liberty Caucus. Interesting stuff, huh, Manwich?
It is. I didn't think much about the Republican Liberty Caucus until maybe a month ago. I just sort of thought that they were... I didn't realize they were as effective as they are. I didn't realize that, wow, they've got members in Congress. They've got members in different states. And the LP doesn't have that.
Yeah, that's true. The LP
doesn't
have
Russell. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean or anything.
Well, again, I think it's good that the LP is out there, and I think it's good that the RLC is out there now, because I think the whole competition thing is going to just help everybody be better. And, you know, if we can help foster that competition here on Free Talk Live by, kind of shoving it in the LP's face a little bit and saying, hey, look over here. Maybe you guys should come on. But maybe we could get the LP to advertise with us now.
Well, I don't know. It seems to me it's another venue, and it seems like they would have... You put your candidate on the primaries, so you're voting against other Republicans,
right.
And people are voting, you're running against other Republicans, mm-hmm. People are all voting, and I guess it's a system, I mean, other than gathering votes to get your Libertarian Party guy on the state ballot for whatever position is you're going for, and then it says Lib next to their name,
right.
Which, of course, confuses half the people into thinking they're liberals, and Rush
sure.
Limbaugh's turned that into a dirty word.
Well, and I think it's a very useful function that they're performing in that they're trying to work within the Republican Party and sort of wrap people on their heads and say, hey, you're supporting a big government Republican here. Hey, look, here's the RLC. Look, we're all about. And that way, because there's a lot of people that would never consider leaving their political party, right? I mean, whether they be Democrat or Republican, they just would never consider leaving. But if they could find some sort of a pro-liberty group within this party, the Republican Party, then they might go with it. Then they might, support them.
Well, I don't know. Consideration of leaving, I don't guess I've ever really left the Republican Party in the sense that I want to be able to vote in primaries.
Right.
Whether or not, I intend to vote for those guys in the actual election. I mean, I would normally vote for a Libertarian candidate if I saw one on the ballot, but there's so many of them that there just isn't one. And,
I got to say, though, I would have to check with their website. I'd have to check with them because I will not. If I see a Republican and a Democrat on the ballot, I'll just stay home. Like, if that's all that there is to vote for, I'll stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Because as far as I'm concerned, they're both big government freaks. But now I know to go to RLC.org and go and check out whoever that Republican is. And mm-hmm. if he's got an endorsement from the RLC, I'll seriously consider going and actually turning out and voting.
Or perhaps he's got an endorsement from the DFC.
Yeah, the Democratic Freedom Caucus. All five of them.
All nine of them.
Hey, I'm going to get to an email here, man, because we've got an answer for our question last night. Well, somewhat of an answer.
Okay.
Because we were talking about, I think it was Tennessee, that's looking at taxing software. They're looking at somehow taxing businesses for all the software they have on their computers, or a portion of the software. Certain software would be taxable, certain software would not be taxable. And I asked the question, well, how is it that this is going to work? How is it that they can tax your software? Are they going to come and audit your computers? Are they going to come and verify that you have the software that you claim to have? Because otherwise they'd have to go on the honor system. Otherwise I'd have to write down what software that I have and then send it in to them and hope they don't audit me. And that must be how they do it. So here's the answer from Hugh from Washington. He says, Ian, I just thought I'd write a quick note to let you know that states have been taxing personal property as opposed to real property for as long as I can remember. I've lived and operated businesses in two states, California and Washington. In both states, businesses are required to report all personal property on a form submitted annually to the state. This must not go on here in Florida. Do you think?
I don't know. I've never heard of that. It's awful.
I've never run a business here, per se, so I don't know the answer. But he says, then the state assesses the businesses based upon the estimated value of the property. Are you supposed to send them a report saying I have 20 office chairs, 3 desks, 17 file cabinets? I mean, what in the world? What does this look like?
And it seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Going through and counting the paper clips and stuff for these people.
Right. And so so the state assesses you a certain amount based on the estimated value of the property. Personal property, according to him, would include all furniture, fixtures, and equipment used by owned by the business. And yes, the states do audit the data submitted by the businesses operating in their state. So I guess that means you submit the information, and then there's a chance that whoever, you know, the state business tax department people are going to come over to your business, knock knock, and say, yep, we're here to check on your form here, and then they go around your office and
says, here you've got 9 bottles of liquid paper.
Right.
What's going on?
I wonder how
I see 12 here.
How detailed do they want you to get? I can only imagine what this is like for business people. Talk about a hassle. Well, Hugh says, as far as the taxation of software is concerned, I guess the state of Tennessee has decided that software is personal property and, in true statist fashion, ignored the fact that most software is licensed and thereby not owned. As we know, the government is not concerned with the facts.
Well, it's sort of, in that case, it's sort of like a service provided to you by the software companies.
Right.
And it's not unheard of for governments to tax services.
I understand that, but they're labeling it as property, and it's not.
Okay.
But nonetheless, very disturbing. I've never had anything to do with this. So if you are a business person and you can tell us how, I guess, micromanaged this is, seriously, do they count your liquid paper? Do they go and see how many reams of print paper you have, how many ink tanks you have for your, how many toner cartridges you have? I mean, seriously, how detailed does this get?
It's invasive. It's ugly.
It's outrageous.
Asking a person how much crap they've got?
Yeah.
None of your business.
When are they going to start doing this? When are they going to start doing this for homeowners? I mean, if they're doing it for business people, how long is it going to be before they say, okay, we need to come in and make sure that you're telling us the truth on your personal property for your home. Oh, I see you have a 50-inch widescreen television. It says here it's a 47-inch. That'll be an extra $2. I mean, really. Does that happen in any states, in any of our 50 states? Are they taxing personal property from homeowners?
You know, what they forget is the amount of time that it takes to do this stuff. I don't like to do my personal taxes. It takes so much time.
I don't think they care. No, I don't think that they forget it. I just don't think they care. They just want to make the rules they want to make. And
I'm their servant.
Abide.
I have to do that.
You will abide, or else. Or else you won't have the privilege of running a business in our state.
Hmm.
This is supposed to be America, where you're supposed to be free to earn some money for yourself, create some wealth for yourself, provide a service, provide a product. I think it's so disgusting that people ask permission from the government to run businesses. I'll never ask permission to run a business. Never.
You know, it's one of your constitutional rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of property.
Is that constitutional or declarational?
Declaration of Independence said life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
And then I believe,
because the Declaration of Independence is a whole lot more pro-freedom than the Constitution is.
Well, the Constitution's a revision of the Articles of Confederation, which was a more pro-freedom document in the first place.
Johnson shot me an instant message saying someone should take their tax form and write none of your business on it and see what happens. 800-259-5791. We got a story coming up, man, which you've got something about a recruiting office.
Mm-hmm.
Right next door, there's a little another office from some unrelated business, and there's a sign in the window, and the recruiters are awfully mad about this sign. We're going to tell you about that coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the show, 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And, man,
join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it via the updates list if you're on it, and it's free. So go to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, let's go to the story about the recruiter's office. There's a mean sign, and recruiters don't like it. What's this all about?
As those thinking of becoming soldiers arrive on the slushy doorstep of the Army recruiting station...
Where's this from, by the way?
Here in Duluth, Minnesota. They cannot miss the message posted in bold black letters on the storefront right next door. Remember the fallen heroes, the sign reads, and then ticks off numbers. The number of American troops killed in Iraq, the number wounded, and the number of days gone by since the war began.
Wow.
The sign, put up by a former soldier, has stirred intense, though always polite, debate in this city along the edge of Lake Superior in northeastern Minnesota. In a way, many of the nation's vast and complicated arguments about war being played out on a single block here in Duluth, Minnesota. Not that we're in Duluth or anything.
But right.
It's the article. Around a simple piece of wood. Seven military recruiters here, six of whom themselves served in Iraq, want the sign taken away.
No,
it's disheartening. It's disheartening, says Staff Sergeant Gary Kappen.
We're not meeting our quotas.
The station's commander. Everyone knows that people are dying in Iraq. But to walk past this on the way to work every day is, it's just too much.
Quit your job then, buddy. Ask for a transfer.
He really can't. But Scott Cameron, a local man who was wounded in the Vietnam War, said his sign should remain. Mr. Cameron volunteers for a candidate for governor of Minnesota whose campaign opened a storefront next door to the recruiting station.
Ah.
And he has permission to post the message he describes as not anti-war, but pro-veteran.
Indeed.
We're still taking casualties from Vietnam years later, Mr. Cameron said recently. Is the same thing going to happen again? Despite the location, he insists that his purpose is not to prevent new recruits from signing up for the Army, but to honor those who made sacrifices.
I think he's being very careful with his word choice.
I think he is, too.
Because so, it sounds awfully anti-war to me.
It doesn't say anything about the Vietnam War,
right.
Honoring them.
Yeah.
Still, Mr. Cameron also says, before they join the military, people better know what they're getting into.
That much is true. Absolutely.
You know, I just don't think that. I don't think they're thinking of the consequences. These 18-year-old, 17-year-old.
I think
kids.
They are now more so than they were 5 years ago. I mean, back before the war started, people were joining the military because they thought it was a sweet deal. They get put through college,
and they say that deal doesn't work out for most people.
No, that's what they say.
Yeah,
the people that have been in the military are the ones saying that. But that's what the kids think because that's what the PR is all about. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, come on board. You only have to work one weekend a month, and we'll. Send you to college.
You get this T-shirt.
Yeah, and you get a pair of dog tags. Well, yeah, so before the war started, before people started really dying and all the bad news started coming out, I think you're right, man, which I think people really didn't think much of it. But now they're having trouble. Now the Army is having a real tough time recruiting kids. And the reason for it is because they are thinking about it. You know, their family members are saying things to them like, maybe you shouldn't join the military. Maybe now's not a good time to join the military. Son, I don't want you to join the military because I don't want you to die. So I think there are plenty of people and probably plenty of their friends that are trying to discourage them as well. There's activist groups. There's this guy posting the signs. There's also activist groups that follow recruiters around and try to dissuade people from joining the military. So today's situation with military recruiting is not the same as it was 5 years ago. So I think there are people with that on their mind.
Now, I can see how there's certain kids in the inner city that could benefit from the from military work. And I'm not saying I'm just saying that there's, you know, kids in gangs, stuff like that could benefit from being in the military because it's a better place than they are. Like it could extract them. I'm not saying the military is a good organization or anything like that because people get shot at and die. But I can see why they would do that. But the Midwest is really where the recruits come from.
Really?
Yeah. You know, the Midwest loves Middle America loves to offer its male children up like
I can see that
sacrifices to the military industrial complex and.
Well, Daddy was in the military. Grandpa was in the military.
And you know, they had a lot of good experiences there. So that's why they think...
Okay.
Oh, a lot of them did, sure.
Maybe some of them did.
If you talk to the military guys, many of them had good experiences.
I've never met a single one that had a good experience in Vietnam, that's for sure.
Vietnam was a mess. And we've got another one going on.
Yes, we do.
Another quagmire.
So these poor little recruiters are having a tough time with this, and they want their sign taken down.
Right. Clashes like this are emerging everywhere, too. Even if the Army wrestles with the challenge of recruiting during a war, a struggle that left it 8% shy of its goal to bring 80,000 new active duty soldiers in the most recent recruiting year.
Oh, 80% shy?
8%.
Oh, excuse me.
Some of the conflicts are part of the growing number of planned counter-recruiting efforts by anti-war groups, parents and individuals. They have fought to prevent recruiters from getting access to students' contact information from schools or have set up their own booths near recruiters at job fairs to tell potential recruits why they should not sign up. At George Mason University in Virginia, a Air Force veteran was arrested this fall while standing near a recruitment table on campus wearing a sign that says, "Recruiters lie."
Wow.
At Kent State University in Ohio.
It's so much more powerful, by the way. It's one thing to have a group of kids protesting military recruiters, and it's a whole other thing to have a veteran.
Yep.
Actually protesting military recruiters.
At Kent State University in Ohio, a former Marine climbed a recruiter's rock climbing display in October and unfurled a peace banner.
Wow.
Some of the debates, like the one here, have played out far more quietly, seeming less staged, more ambiguous, and more like natural edges of the country's debate over war seeping out into their own. Early this month, State Senator Steve Kelly, a candidate for governor of Minnesota from the Democratic Farmer Labor Party. Apparently that's the Democratic Party of Minnesota,
okay.
Whose name is a vestige of its liberal heritage.
Whatever. Interesting stuff, Manwich. On the way, your emails, your calls, 800-259-5791. We got some emailers that are going to respond to my question from last night as to how it is we could handle trademarking without the government. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you. And Manwich. And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streams there, the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. Both are totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. We go to the phones, to the fun, to Lauren Canario, calling from New London, Connecticut. Hello, Lauren.
Hi, how you doing? I noticed you were talking about the declarations of personal property. How would the government know that you had certain software?
Yeah.
Well, I got one of them.
You do?
When I parked my car in front of the backhoe that was about to tear up our street, the police noticed that my car was registered in a different state, and they had the city hall send me one of them. The city of London requires it, yeah.
So what did you have to put on there?
Well, they're asking me to declare all... Oh, there's a gigantic list of things here. you know, motor vehicles, horses, ponies, and mobile homes, a lot of business. It's mainly for business people, but I don't know why they sent them to me. But there's also like
what is it for? I mean, what is the purpose of it? Are they going to assess you some tax on this? Or what?
Yeah, they're going to add up the value of all your possessions there and figure out what your tax should be, I suppose.
What kind of a tax is it? Is it an income tax? Or is it some sort of a property? I don't understand. You rent an apartment, so it's not like you're a homeowner. What is it qualify? How is it? What is this tax? I don't understand it. I've never come across this before. I'm flustered by it.
I don't know very many details about it either. It's the first time I've come across it.
So,
some of the things that are taxed are like pitchforks, if you're a farmer, or typewriter ribbons, computer discs. You know.
Wow, they give you the whole list, huh?
Yeah.
And it's not required that you be a business. It can be personal. It can be just a single person.
Apparently, since I'm a single person, not a business.
So, this is kind of how they're getting back at you, because, again, you called us that night that you had parked your car in front of their backhoe. So this is one of their ways to get you. What are you going to do with the form?
Oh, I'm just going to, you know, show it to guests as a, you know, entertainment matter.
You're going to keep it on your coffee table to entertain people. That's nice.
That is awesome. Well, keep us up to date as to what happens with that, if they follow up on it or if they come and try to harass you over it. And maybe you should check. Maybe you should check with one of your more, I guess, law-abiding friends there in the state of Connecticut in New London and find out exactly what happens when you send this thing in. Do they send you a personal property tax assessment at the end of the year? I'm very curious about this, Lauren.
Ah, that's a good idea. I guess I'll ask somebody who knows a lot more than me.
I appreciate you doing it. I appreciate you doing the digging. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, just thanks for everybody's support.
Well, thank you for being there and doing what you're doing. It's really awesome, and we appreciate hearing from you, Lauren. Have a great night. 800-259-5791. Super activist, Lauren Carrion.
Super activist.
She is one of my heroes, man.
Yeah, she's doing a lot for us all.
I have to say, she's probably the bravest woman that I've ever had the opportunity to speak.
It's amazing. You know, we get on the air every night and we talk about eminent domain and pro-freedom issues. She picked up all her stuff from Nevada and moved to New London, Connecticut.
Moved into an apartment.
So that she could stand in the way of the bulldozers.
That's right.
Mm.
And she's done
small.
And she's done so much more than that. I mean, the bulldozers haven't come yet, and she's been very busy doing just amazing things for activism, for freedom, while she's been there. And she's not going to leave until this whole property theft thing is resolved in New London. 800-259-5791, hour two coming up. We're going to talk trademarks. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Jack.